Now, the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat watch for the southern half of Wisconsin starting tomorrow, with a heat index in the hundreds and up. The heat is expected to be dangerous, especially for the elderly and people without air conditioning.
The question on most people's minds, probably, when is it going to end?
Michael Morgan is here to help us get a handle on what's going on with the heat and when it's expected to hit. Michael is a UW-Madison Atmospheric Sciences professor in the Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences. Michael, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, so Michael, first of all, when is the leading edge of this heat wave supposed to get to us?
Well, you know, looking, the leading edge of this heat wave is probably going to arrive sometime late tomorrow morning, early afternoon. And as you mentioned, the Weather Service has issued an excessive heat watch as well as an excessive heat warning for a period extending from about noon tomorrow through 7 p.m. on Friday.
I know what watches and warnings mean for tornadoes. What does it mean when we're talking about heat?
Well, for heat, the watch is typically put into place when there is the expectation a few days out of an extended period in which what's called a heat index, which is sort of a combination of heat and humidity, makes temperatures feel like they'll be excessively warm. In this case, 100 to maybe 110 degrees Fahrenheit in terms of what you actually feel, what it feels like. And a warning's in place when they are pretty sure it's going to happen.
All right, so you're saying some parts of the states have a warning right now and some parts of the state may move to a warning.
Maybe they're on a watch and we'll move to a warning.
Right.
It's kind of interesting that the Weather Service actually for our area has both in effect at the same time. Maybe they're about to drop one of them and keep the other. I'm not certain about that. Earlier today it was just a heat warning. Now it's a heat warning and a heat watch. So there is a little bit of uncertainty actually as to how long this period of extreme excessive warmth is going to last. The Weather Service again is thinking about around noon tomorrow through 7 p.m. on Friday. But I think the issue is for Friday, will it last that long or not? And so that just to be cautious, I think they have the watch out. But I think for tomorrow, they're pretty certain it's going to be pretty uncomfortable and sort of dangerous for the health, uncomfortable in terms of the heat and humidity tomorrow.
So which parts of the states are the most likely to see this heat?
I think it's going to be basically southern Wisconsin, south-central Wisconsin, southwestern Wisconsin, and western parts of the state. As you move to the northeastern part of the state, they are going to be rather warm, but in terms of having excessive heat watch or heat warning, in effect, that's not the case right now. If you look actually to the northeastern part of the state, from north of Beaver Dam and northeast of Wisconsin Dells, they're under a heat advisory. So they're expecting a few hours period of time tomorrow for temperatures to get the heat index to be above 100 degrees or so. But it's really the southwestern and southern parts of the state that are really under the gun for a potential for this excessive heat warning, where temperatures could go well in excess of 100 degrees. Heat indices could go well in excess of 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
So what's to blame for this heat? I mean, I know that it's a complicated answer. I feel like usually when we see unusual conditions, we look to El Nino or La Nina, but,
right.
But what do we know this time?
Well, for this time, I mean, part of it is in the last several weeks, maybe the last month or so, it's been a slightly drier than normal. So we have drier soils. And so what happens just on a typical day is when the sun comes up, the sun heats the ground gets warmer, and then you get mixing that distributes the heat over a good portion of the lower part of the atmosphere. What's interesting is, and when the soil is wet, when the ground is wet, some of that radiation from the sun also helps to evaporate the water from the ground, and then it goes into heating the ground. And so because we've had slightly drier conditions, a lot of the solar radiation is going directly to heating the ground, which ultimately will heat the air above the ground. And so the dryness that we've had is going to exacerbate the problem. But another issue is not so much the soil temperatures here, but if you look back over parts of Iowa and southwest of us and south of us, there's a lot of corn, a lot of irrigation of crops, and also some slightly wetter soil conditions. And some of that moisture is being transported northward, and that's helping to increase our humidities, our dew points in particular. And so when you have the extreme heat, just because we've been relatively dry and we're having that heat transported over us, and you have the effects of higher water vapor content in the air, the higher dew points, which will help raise our relative humidity somewhat, those two combined give us these excessive, the conditions for an excessive heat warning.
Now, you mentioned the corn, and I've heard anecdotally that the corn is responsible for the humidity that we get here in Wisconsin and maybe the allergies too. Is that true?
Yeah, for the humidity, particularly if you look at, just looking at a map, I was looking at a map just a few moments ago before we went on the air, And you look at parts, areas over Iowa, then you also, if you even go back to the northern plains, there are places there that have dew points, and this is due to irrigation. So you can basically look at it as you water the corn. Corn is a very water-intensive crop. It tastes good to eat, but it's also very water-intensive. And so one of the issues is, as you water those plants for them to grow and to be healthy, you know, the roots of the corn take up that water from the soil that goes into the corn, and the corn through the leaves, a lot of the water vapor just gets released from the leaves, and this is what's called evapotranspiration. So the corn basically acts as a wick to take soil, take moisture from the soil and transport it into the air. That air, now more moist, can get transported elsewhere, northward from the corn-growing belts of Iowa and northern Illinois into southern Wisconsin. The corn that's growing in our neighborhood, you know, in our region here, also is contributing to some of the water, the higher water vapor content of the air. But more broadly, we have the Gulf of Mexico well to our south and other areas and other types of crops that are growing that are irrigated, and that moisture ultimately can be transported northward. Sometimes it doesn't make it all the way here because it gets erupted up into thunderstorms. But yes, agriculture broadly can exacerbate the conditions that we're going to be experiencing.
And Michael, I know safety might not be your specialty, but generally, any ideas for keeping safe during this heat, which is forecast to be possibly dangerous?
Right. The Weather Service is definitely highlighting this as reasons they have these watches and warnings in place is because it can really affect people that have, that are elderly in particular. So you want to basically, they urge people to check on relatives, neighbors. Yes, if you can stay in air-conditioned places, do that. If you know people that don't have air conditioning, maybe invite them into your home or just check on them. The big thing is to stay hydrated, drink plenty of fluids so that your body temperature doesn't get extremely high. It's these conditions, because it's so humid, our body already has a natural way for us to cool off, and that's through just perspiration, sweating. And that sweat, as it evaporates, helps to cool our skin. But when the air is so humid and our body's trying to cool off, the perspiration, the evaporation process is compromised. It's weaker because it's less effective, and so our bodies can feel much warmer, and that can lead to serious illnesses. So trying not to overexert yourself in the heat, doing what you have to do early in the morning or in the evening after sunset, wearing light clothing, loose-fitting clothing, and drinking lots of water are some of the best things to do under conditions like this.
All right. And it all ends, well, at least we get some relief on Friday, right, Michael?
Yeah, late on Friday and over the weekend, and then by the time we get to Monday and Tuesday, it looks like a slight break in the pattern. And if I dare look at forecast models for even a week or two out, it looks even better. So just keep your fingers crossed on that. And again, this is the peak season for the peak time of the year for us to get some of our warmest temperatures. We're going to be well above normal the next couple of days, but we're going to see a trend back to some closer to normal by early next week.
Michael, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That was Michael Morgan, UW-Madison Atmospheric Sciences Professor in the Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences, joining us to talk about the expected heat wave coming tomorrow.
Stick around. There's more to come here on Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.